Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Welcome once again to the Your Farm Podcast, as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and it's just about time to see those tractors and plows and planters in farm fields all across Indiana. Yes, spring planting is almost here, even though we thought winter was going to last for years and years and years. I never thought the snow would melt from about January 25th through about March 15th. It felt like the snow was just perpetually going to be here forever. Thankfully, warmer weather is here, and so are the farm fields in terms of preparations for spring planting. And when it comes to spring planting, not only do you need seed, but you also need those crop protection and inputs. Anhydrous ammonia is one of those inputs. And joining us here today on the Your Farm Podcast is Ann Klein. She's an ag and natural resources educator with Purdue Extension. Her home base is in Noble County, Indiana, northeastern Indiana. Ann, welcome so much to the Your Farm Podcast. First of all, I want to ask you about your expertise on the farm, because before we hit the record button, we were chatting off the air about your family farm and your family's experience farming in northeastern Indiana. What can you tell us about your background and a little bit about your family farm?
So I grew up on it was a dairy farm back then. And as you know, many of our dairy farms are no longer. So now my brothers have taken over that farm, and it's mostly corn, soybeans, and row crops. So.
And so your family, who is still on the farm farming today back at home?
My brothers, Brian and Jason, are taking over. My dad still helps a lot. You know, farmers have a hard time retiring, right? And the whole
Absolutely.
Family. I shouldn't ignore the wives and the families. They do a lot of work, too.
Absolutely. In fact, we certainly want to give a shout out to the entire family there. And you said not just in Noble County, but also kind of outside of Noble County as well. Is that correct?
Correct. So they farm in several counties. They are actually based out of Steuben County. That's where I grew up. But they farm in LaGrange, DeKalb, and Noble. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So quite a wide footprint for the family there to farm across several different counties. And of course, I know that growing up on the farm, your experience not only helping dad and the family on the farm, and no doubt grandpa as well, but one thing that it's very important that we talk about today is safety regarding ammonia or anhydrous ammonia, because it's certainly something that we see oftentimes where, you know, you hear about some of the harm that it could cause. And I'm kind of curious, tell us a little bit about what makes anhydrous ammonia not just harmful to humans, but also why it's needed for the farm fields.
Okay, so we can start with that. Anhydrous ammonia, as most people that are listening probably know, it's a source of nitrogen, which is a definite requirement for especially our corn crops, wheat, and other things. One of the things that anhydrous ammonia does is, you know, obviously it's going to help your corn grow, but it can also clear a room. If you've ever smelled anhydrous ammonia, you know it. And that's one of the good things about it. It's not going to sneak up on you like some of our things that don't have odor. You will know it before it gets to the worst level. Anhydrous itself means without water. It's Greek for without water. An meaning no or without. So if you think about even like anaerobic means without, oxygen. anhydrous means without water. And so one of the ways that anhydrous ammonia is gonna hurt someone is because it's always seeking water wherever it can find it.
I think from my understanding, and I could be wrong on this, are there three ways that ammonious or anhydrous ammonia can harm you if you're exposed to it in such a way?
Yeah, usually I summarize it with three things. Okay, so the first one I just mentioned, dehydration, it's going to pull water out of you. If you think about what percentage of your body is water, they say, you know, your lungs are 80% water. Guess where that anhydrous ammonia is going? It's going into your, a lot of times it's going into your lungs, and it is going to pull water out of there. Think about your skin. Your skin is up to 65% water, and it is going to pull that water out of your skin. Your eyes are 90% water. So if you get hit in the face, you know, a hose breaks or whatnot, and you get splashed in the face, your eyes can pull it in. And one of the things that I do when I teach farmers or others about anhydrous ammonia safety is sometimes I'll do a demonstration and we'll take a very small amount, but I get cow eyes and liver and different things from our local butcher shops. And I actually put it into the anhydrous ammonia, and you can see the eyes cloud over. And then when you put it into water, then it clears up. And so the key thing to remember for dehydration is keep adding water. Anhydrous ammonia loves water. So that's the first one, dehydration. The second one is it is cold. It is extremely cold. The boiling point of anhydrous ammonia is negative 28 degrees. So it's so cold that you'll even see when the anhydrous ammonia comes out of the hoses, they'll have frost on them. And so one of the ways that anhydrous ammonia can hurt you is through this, just the coldness of it. And then the third way anhydrous ammonia can hurt someone is through what we call caustic burns. The pH of anhydrous ammonia is extremely high. Some people might think it's acidic, but it's actually caustic. It's alkaline. And what happens is you can get blisters and other things, but caustic burns are a little bit different than some of our acidic burns. There's a quote from the North Dakota State Anhydrous Ammonia publication. And at my trainings, I usually read it because it's so just profound to me, and I don't think I could say it better. So I'll go ahead and read that to you. It's just a few sentences. Anhydrous ammonia is an extremely destructive substance to animal tissue. Skin is reduced to a sticky, gooey substance as the chemical burn progresses. Skin that is chemically burned by the ammonia actually is killed and not capable of healing or replacing itself. Damaged tissue must be removed surgically so that healing can proceed. The results are often disfiguring. So again, I just think that puts it so well. And so the three ways anhydrous ammonia can harm you are through pulling water out, dehydration, two, that freezing cold, and then three, those caustic burns.
Chatting with Ann Klein with Purdue Extension in Noble County here on the Your Farm Podcast. As we try to keep as many farmers safe this planting season, and of course we're talking about anhydrous ammonia safety, if a farmer were to be exposed in an unhealthy way, what's the course of action? I mean, you certainly want to call 911 and get that farmer, get that individual to a hospital, to an emergency room right away. But, and what can be done to they're on site to aid that farmer or that person who's had that exposure, unhealthy exposure to anhydrous ammonia?
The biggest thing is having water available. If you're using anhydrous ammonia, you need to have water available. And so, especially dermal issues, you're going to just want to douse it in water. If you've gotten it in your eyes, you're going to put water on that and keep putting water on it. And so having water available is really critical. Now, there is a requirement but you know, the law requires each anhydrous ammonia tank to have a 5-gallon tank of water attached to it. But the truth is, if there is a leak, if there's an anhydrous ammonia leak on that tank, the last place you want to go is towards the tank a lot of times. So make sure in the cab of your truck, if you're hauling it, if in the tractor, if you're applying it, make sure you have some water available with you.
And we'll continue our conversation with Ann Klein with Purdue Extension in Noble County. I have a few more questions about not just anhydrous ammonia safety, but also some training that Ann is providing to first responders and others. So we'll hear more about that coming up. You're watching the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension.
Every spring, planters hit the field setting the foundation for everything that follows. At Bain Welker Equipment, we're doing the same, building the future of our service team. If you've got mechanical skills, problem-solving grit, or hands-on experience, your talent shouldn't be stuck in neutral. Automotive, diesel, industrial, military, those skills transfer here. We're a proud Case IH dealer, keeping Case IH equipment running when farmers need it most. And that takes the best technicians in the business. Planting season is coming fast. The question is, are you ready for more or ready for the same? Better training, real advancement, a team that backs your growth. If you're ready to push further, earn more, and be part of something bigger, visit BainWelker.com/workwithus. Apply today and level up your career.
And we're back on the Your Farm Podcast. I'm C.J. Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, chatting with Ann Klein. She's the Ag and Natural Resources Educator with Purdue Extension based out of Noble County in northeastern Indiana. We're talking about safety when it comes to ammonia, or rather anhydrous ammonia. And the one thing that I know that when it comes to farmers and farming, you mentioned that your dad's been farming for many, many years. A lot of guys who, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this before you were born. But that still doesn't preclude someone who is older from, you know, because when you're old, you really still need to be on top of things when it comes to handling anhydrous ammonia, Ann.
Absolutely. You could say it like this. Rule number one is respect the contents of the tank. Rule number two, respect the contents of the tank. And it doesn't matter how long you've been using it. You know, in fact, sometimes those people who've used it the longest, you know, we all know it. We take shortcuts sometimes. And so we've got to be careful. We've got to slow down. We've got to remember the basic properties of what we're dealing with. I think it was the Office of the Indiana State Chemist, when I first started teaching this, they told me that anhydrous ammonia is probably one of the most toxic things a farmer will ever come across on the farm, one of the most toxic chemicals. And so we have to remember what we're using and respect it.
I know, Ann, that you've been traveling the states and giving a number of different talks about safety when it comes to anhydrous ammonia. What response have you gotten from farmers and applicators after one of your conversations and one of your talks?
Yeah, so, you know, it's amazing. I enjoy doing this talk, one, because it's impactful, but two, almost every talk afterwards, someone will come up to me and tell me their story, and they impact me, you know? And so, for example, I was in Wells County a few years ago, and a guy came up and he talked to me afterwards. He said, everything you described, I had this happen to me. And when you talked about that freezing cold, it just all came back. How the first sensation that I had was this, this cold sensation that went down, you know, my body. And he talked about his experience, but then over and over he said, oh, I wish I had brought my son today. And he just told me that over and over. So I know that this is something that we need to be thinking about. We need to realize what's happening and just take care to do our best to prevent any incidents that might occur.
And not only are you providing training to farmers and applicators, but also I understand that there's a new pilot program that is underway where you're having that training with those first responders who are going to be first on the scene to treat those farmers and applicators who have had that unhealthy and dangerous exposure to anhydrous ammonia.
Yeah, we went over to Marshall County and did a pilot program for, I think there was around 50 guys in the audience. And what we did was we took what we gave to the farmers and we edited it for emergency response, and we added scenario situations. And so it was understand the basic chemistry of anhydrous ammonia, what you're looking for, what you're going to be up against, and then also just starting to think about what it's going to look like when you come onto that scene, contamination, those kinds of things, making sure our guys, you know, our emergency responders aren't getting into trouble with what they're doing. A few years ago, over in Illinois, there was a really bad situation where they had over 80 people go to the hospital for evaluation. I think over a dozen were admitted into the hospital in that situation. But one of the interesting things about that was like 18 of those evaluations at the hospital were first responders because they didn't know what they were going into. They were told it was smoke, or they just didn't understand what they were getting into. So we really want to start helping our first responders understand this so that they can help our farmers if an incident does occur.
Well, and I can't begin to fathom, Ann, if you have a situation where you're a firefighter, an EMT, even a police officer, you get the call and you show up and you see a farmer in agonizing pain doused in this liquid. Mm-hmm. Your first thought is, I've got to find a way to help this person and possibly touch them. Or and I can understand mm-hmm. how going through a first responder's head that you're not thinking this is a dangerous chemical that's all over the person writhing in pain or that's being in that's suffering in harm. So I can certainly understand that mindset of a first responder and trying to get that through their. And I'm sure in a lot of rural communities that we see across the state where you do have a large farming community like in your area, that the first responders no doubt already have somewhat of an understanding that this could be a possibility when it comes to those calls that you get to help farmers who are, let's say you get that emergency call and you're called out to a farm field. I'm sure a lot of first responders already have that in the back of their minds when they're dealing in these situations, but not all of them, Ann.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're just there to help them understand what they're walking into and really to support them. And we appreciate everything those first responders do. And kind of like you said, you know, you don't want to walk into that situation, touching it, getting into the vapor, you know, into the gas of the anhydrous ammonia without really understanding it. You can't just, you know, not breathe and walk in and grab them and get out. It's very dangerous. It kind of reminds me in a small way of our manure gases and stuff, how people go in and don't come back out in that situation too. We've got to just be really careful. And yeah, just really appreciate those emergency responders.
And I know that there is a plethora of information online that if folks want to read more about the safety tips, if perhaps they're in a part of the state and they'd like to invite you or a member of your team to speak to their community and their group of farmers in their area, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team, and how's the best way to find more information online?
Yeah. So they can find me if you Google Purdue Extension, if you look that up and put in Noble County, look for me, the Ag and Natural Resources Educator. You can find me there. If you're looking for more information about anhydrous ammonia, Purdue has an amazing publication. So again, if you just search online and put in anhydrous ammonia, Purdue University, it will definitely be probably the first thing that comes up, if not more. And there's also some videos and stuff. So if you search videos, I've created a video of my demonstrations that I mentioned that show the cow eyes going into the anhydrous ammonia. And so feel free to check that out as well.
Anne, I always ask this question at the end of the interview, the end of the podcast, but is there anything else regarding anhydrous ammonia safety that I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include as part of our conversation here today?
I'm sure there is, but I can't think of it. So I guess I'll just wrap up by saying, you know, be careful out there. Your family wants you home safe. We want you home safe. And there are easier ways to get out of shores than getting hurt. So take care.
Absolutely. Once again, Anne Klein, Ag and Natural Resources Educator, Purdue Extension up in northeastern Indiana, Noble County area. Anne, thank you so much for the information, and thank you so much for being our guest here today on the Your Farm Podcast. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And thank you for joining us on the Your Farm Podcast. If you are watching us on YouTube, be sure to like and subscribe to the Hoosier Ag Today YouTube channel. So that way, when you see this podcast pop up, when you see all the other Hoosier Ag Today podcasts pop up as well, you will be the first to know about it and watch those podcasts as well. So once again, hit the YouTube page, go to Hoosier Ag Today's YouTube channel, and once again, hit that like and subscribe button, and that way you can stay on top of all the great stuff that we're providing you on our YouTube channel. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. Thank you so much for watching the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension.